Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for Rockin' Pod. Is this your first Rockin' Pod experience?
It is. Okay. I am a Rockin' Pod virgin.
Oh, so are we.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so we have something in common then.
Yes, this is really cool. Okay, so for our guests, if you're not familiar with us, which you may be, they may have told you about us.
I am.
Okay, cool. So what we do is that we interview our guests, mostly rock musicians. Mm-hmm. You are on the outlier of that, but I love it.
I am an outlier.
Yes, but you're involved, so this is great. I am. And we teach our guests how to make a cocktail.
I am so into that. Are you kidding me? Yes.
I love that. Well, and unfortunately today we can't have actual booze. So what I have here is a non-alcoholic spirit.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes. And this is Seed Lip non-alcoholic. And it's a garden. So are you a gin drinker?
I am.
Could you be?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, then you would probably enjoy this.
Yeah, gin I'm good with. Scotch, on the other hand.
Okay.
You know, and I did just break up with vodka.
I feel like that's an ongoing
like a
relationship.
Well, she wasn't treating me nicely, so.
Sometimes she's a dick.
Yeah, right? You know what? You're right. And you got to get out of bad relationships. And, you know.
Clean break.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, so, if we had more time, I would be able to do this more. But what we're going to do in the meantime is I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to make you this mocktail. And you're going to do the best you can to answer those questions.
I'm all about it.
All right, I love that. Okay, so for our audience out there, for the Rockin' Pod family,
yes.
Can you just tell everybody what your role is here?
Yeah, so I work for the state of Tennessee. I work for the Tennessee Entertainment Commission, which is...
Ooh, fancy.
Yes, it is very fancy. We report into the Department of Economic and Community Development, and we are an office of the governor. And what the Tennessee Entertainment Commission has done for many, many years is concentrated on film and bringing film to Tennessee through incentives. And we did, like, the show Nashville was done through our office, right?
Yep.
They hired me 2 years ago to focus on the music industry. My background is music. I worked for a record label for the first 30 years of my career, and then I was an artist manager for another 2 years.
I was going to say, I feel like even though like film is a very important thing, like music is where it's at in Nashville.
You would think.
Yeah.
Right, and it is very important throughout the state.
Sure.
So I focus on the state.
Perfect.
And so when they hired me, there wasn't a music officer before me, so there was a blank slate. I worked on there were no real guardrails. They were like, okay, well, what is it that you want to do to support your the creative people throughout the state of Tennessee? So we work in I work in three different lanes. One is company recruitment, getting companies to move here, to move their offices here, to create jobs for Tennesseans. One example of that is Rock Nashville, which is going to be a rehearsal campus about 10 miles north of the airport. It's going to have 13 rehearsal studios of various sizes for any size artist to come and rehearse.
Oh, that's excellent.
And then it's going to have two arena size rehearsal spaces for the bigger acts to come and do their entire soup to nuts, their entire show.
That's so cool.
So that's Rock Nashville. It's going to open up in November.
Okay.
The other lane that I work in is I work with communities around the state to use music as an economic development tool.
Mm-hmm.
There are dozens of communities around the state that have a cool little theater in their town that they don't use it like they should or they could, right? And so I go in there and we talk about what their music ecosystem looks like. You know, what do they have? We have this little band shell in this park and, you know, we use it like once a year. And so we talk about, well, how can we use that more than once a year?
Sure.
And what kind of music do you think you could play? And, you know, and across, we do this across the state.
So I don't want to interrupt you for a second,
no,
but I'm
okay.
Going to, because one, I want you to have this drink.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So I think that you're going to really enjoy that. I hope you do at least.
That is tasty.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So it's
a winner.
I'm bummed it doesn't have any alcohol.
I know, right? I know. It's
we're
crazy.
We're happy about no vodka in it, so that's
right.
True.
Right. Well, so vodka's dead to me. But
so, okay. So the second thing is I was going to say is that that sounds like such a one fun job.
It is.
That sounds great. And and that kind of makes me wonder, and I'm going to get to that in a second, about how you got involved into doing that. Like, what made you, if that's something that you sought out to do, or if you kind of fell into that. But what a cool opportunity. And that's one thing I love about Nashville in particular, but like just Tennessee as a whole, like supporting that, because I feel like that is such a cool artistic like creation and endeavor that I wish that more states and more communities have. And I don't know, maybe they do on some level, but I mean, maybe right. they don't, you know?
Well, where would you like me to start?
So, yes, please. How did you get into this?
So, background is in music.
Okay.
I don't play. I don't sing.
I was just about to ask.
I don't dance. I don't do any of that.
You don't show tune dance.
Right, no. Those who can't sell. So that's what I did. I sold music for many, many, many years. Marketing, radio, the whole okay. thing. And then I was in artist management and managed a few artists. Wasn't my cup of tea. And just made a change. I decided to quit one day, and my wife and I just decided to take that leap of faith that, you know, our kids are grown, and there wasn't, you know, I just was too stressed out.
Yeah.
A friend of mine sent me the job description to this gig and said, hey, this is perfect for you. And just so happens that my current boss knew who I was, and so I applied. And
yay for friends.
Right. Well, this is, you know, music is such a relational thing, right? Mm-hmm. And Nashville is such a relational city. And I've worked, you know, for 32-33 years to cultivate some real genuine relationships. And it ultimately helped me get this job. And
that's so cool.
And this job has become it's a real dream job, because the last thing that I do that I didn't touch on yet is I help creatives around the state stay creative through
Hell
programs
yeah.
and initiatives, right?
Yeah.
We have a directory, which y'all's podcast needs to be on. It's a free directory. It's for anybody. It's there to map the entire music assets of the state.
So people can locate
anything.
And just find
yes.
something that they want.
Yes. And it can be anything from songwriter to musician to record label to podcast to anybody that touches music. I want them in the music directory.
Oh, so cool.
Then we have a job board that's specific to creatives that offers flexible jobs that isn't Uber or Lyft or delivering
sure.
pizza. This is like real,
like a side gig.
Yeah,
like this is like in the music.
Right. So
okay.
this helps. Well, it can be in music. It can be working at a warehouse that
sure.
pays $25 an hour and offers flexibility and scheduling. So if you're an artist and you want to, and you go out on the road for 5-6 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
And you need a gig that's going to allow you to do that and come back and still have that gig.
Yeah.
That's the jobs that we have on our job board.
Okay. So the job
that's
board,
great.
Did I miss this part of it? I don't know if I did. Where can you find it? Is it through the Tennessee?
Yeah. TNEntertains.com.
Okay.
Is where the job board is and where our directory lives.
Nice.
You can find it all there.
And we're going to put that at the bottom of the screen. We're going to
okay.
we're going to add this
great.
On.
TNEntertains.com.
Sure.
And yeah, the job board is there. The directory lives there. And the goal is, we have a film directory that has about 4,000 people, 4,000 registrants in that directory. Right now, we just started the music directory. We have about 800. So
okay.
our goal is to get to that 4,000 or 5,000 over the next couple of years. And then we also have a few things going on. We have an independent venue and artist fund.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So this is some legislation that we had passed last year. We defined what an independent venue and what an independent artist is.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a fund in place. Now, we don't have any money in it yet. That's the big thing. We got to get money put into that. But what it's going to be is, it's going to be for independent artists or venues to apply for grant funding on a regular basis to offset some of their costs. So,
sweet.
So an independent artist says, hey, you know, I need a new record. I've got all this music. I need to record a new record, but I don't have the money.
Yeah.
They can apply for a grant.
Oh, that's so cool.
To do that.
And I love that.
Instead of spending the money that they would spend on food and groceries and heat, air, whatever, everyday living costs, they can use that money, the grant money, to make their new record.
Yeah. You
know, or put together a tour or whatever. So
or just help fund their creativeness.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? And that's kind of really making a dream come true
just
for
making
someone.
It all possible. You
right.
Know?
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. So the independent fund is something that is, you know, we're really excited about. We're in the middle of figuring out where we're going to get the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it will come from the government.
Mm-hmm.
We hope the governor will put it in his budget at some point.
Has he done that before?
He has not.
Okay.
And we've met with his folks several times, and the governor is actually very open to it. He is music friendly, regardless of where you sit on the aisle. That's the great thing about music. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever. Music crosses
nice all overlap there.
Yeah, it crosses all aisles, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so this fund here should be a no-brainer for our legislators to pass because it helps our creative class throughout the state, right?
Yeah.
And but we also can get private funding, so that's another thing that we're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, excellent.
There's a lot of folks in Nashville that I'm sure would definitely want to take part in that. You know what I mean? Just like pockets of like things. And that's why people move here, you know, for the whole endeavor. Like I remember when I first moved here, and I'm originally from New York, you know, and I mean, I bring this up because I was in a band several years ago. And so moving here was kind of a refreshing opportunity because if you were like, hey, I need this off for a gig or I need this.
Right.
People are very understanding about that. You know, that's not like that everywhere,
right.
You know, and I think that that's something to be said for it. So the fact that Tennessee, the state, and you guys and your people are trying to cultivate that more, I think is incredible.
It's good to know that you're on the team, you know.
Absolutely.
And supporting, you know,
on the team.
Starving artists and, you know, very cool.
Well, it's, you know, helping communities, helping independent artists, getting companies to move here, you know, all for the greater good of the state of Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and another thing that I've found in my travels across the state is that, you know, we live in Nashville, you know, everybody hates us in the state. You know, you go to Memphis, it's like, we don't feel a part of the state. Everything goes to Nashville.
I go to
Knoxville. Everybody goes to Nashville. Nobody cares about, you know, I went to Northeast Tennessee, which is about an hour further east of Knoxville. They're like, you know, the state stops at Knoxville. Everybody knows that, you know. and I'm like, that's not true. You know, I'm here to support everybody. And it's just one of those things, you know, because country music was founded in Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia.
Right. So it's not the same. Well, you know, and I mean, Dan and I are from New York. And like, I mean, unless you're in New York City, like everybody's like, you know, it's the same thing. Everything goes to New York City.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So we get overlooked all the time.
Yeah.
I get told all the time. They're like,
that's why we're here,
from?
Babe. That's
I
why
know.
We're here.
I'm like, I'm from New York. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from Manhattan. I'm like, oh, I'm from Rochester. They're like, that's not New York. I'm like, excuse me, sir. There's 6 hours of state outside of, I understand you have more people. I'm just saying. I'm also from New York.
Right.
So.
Right. And, you know, I guess you go to Texas. Everybody would say, well, Dallas gets everything or Houston or
right.
whatever. You know, and I guess that's, you know, what's interesting about the state of Tennessee, too, is it's three really separate regions where you have Memphis and the blues and Elvis and all of that. And then you've got Nashville, which is, you know, country. And then you move, you know, towards the Northeast Tennessee and Knoxville area. It's more bluegrass and it's, you know, there's all sorts of genres of music. And that's another thing about this state is that it's not just one genre, you know.
Right.
People think of Nashville obviously because of the country music, but there's a lot of great music in Nashville beyond the genre.
Oh,
country,
yeah.
You know,
we talk about, I mean, obviously, that's
it's
kind of what we
growing.
Do here.
Yep.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah. That's kind of what we do here with the whole Nashville on the Rocks thing is, you know, like to have rock musicians on here, you know, that and like talk to them, like just to really get involved with the scene and help, you know, in any way we can to shine some light onto that. And so I'm really thankful that you're here today, and I'm thankful that you get a chance to check this out and to be a part of it and to also kind of like really dive into that. So I really want people to know about this. I think it's great. And you've talked about, you know, getting funding from the state. You've talked about getting, you know, some private, maybe company funding. What about people that just want to donate? Can they do that?
Not yet. That's
okay.
Actually not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten that far. And honestly, that's probably a really good idea. So I'm going to steal that. And just to have like a, you know, a donation option for individuals.
I'm sure that it could work in some way, you know, shape or form. So I think that it's a great opportunity for that. And what do you want people to know? If we could leave on a note, is there anything that you want people to know that, you know, you see happening around the corner in the next year or so?
So the grant funding is hopefully right around the corner. So once the once we have funds in there, I want people to know that that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's going to help a lot of artists across the state.
Cool.
And then I want everybody to know that, you know, we're here and that my office is here to support our creative community in all facets. And whether it's helping them find a job, whether it's helping them get a gig somewhere, whether it's helping them, you know, get some grant funding, mm-hmm. whatever it is, we're here to support the creative class in Tennessee.
I love that.
Excellent stuff, man.
I think that's a really good note to end on. Jimmy, thank you so much for sitting down with Dan and me and talking about this. I think it's really important. I'm really happy that we had this opportunity, and I'm glad you got to hang out with us for a little bit.
I am too. I'd love to come back. I'd love to have you guys on my podcast one of these days.
Oh my God.
We're all about that.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's do some cross promotion.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
All right. I'm going to check out the podcast.
I don't have it. It's not up yet. So
it's just in here. Okay. It's all in your head.
Tennessee Entertain.
You just let us know, man.
But I'm definitely going to do it. I just haven't started.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
You have the platform and already set up for you. You have everything out there.
Yes. I just don't have the gear.
Call me up, man. I'll tell you what I got going on.
I appreciate that.
Dan will help you.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes. Until next time.
Right. Bye. Bye-bye.